Hi, and a very, very, very warm welcome to you. I'm Rashid Oganlaru, coach, speaker, and author of Soul Trader, Putting the Heart Back into Your Business. And I'm really delighted that you're here to listen to this very special introduction podcast. It's fascinating and exciting to think where to start. But I guess the start is the fact that you're listening to this and that you're somewhere on your own journey, thinking about starting out. Being your own boss, perhaps it's something that's new, perhaps it's something you've always thought about, perhaps it's a journey that you've been on for some time, perhaps you're at a crossroads in that journey. Maybe you're thinking of winding it all up and doing something else. Wherever it is that you are in that journey, I'm really glad that you're here listening to this podcast. What I'm going to do over the next 20 minutes, possibly 30 minutes or so, is to give a little bit of an insight into what is a soul trader. I'm going to share some tips and insights from the book and a little bit of an overview that's going to give you some value, hopefully, and to give you some stuff that's useful for you wherever it is that you are on that journey. My background is I'm a life coach, I'm a business coach, I'm a motivational speaker. For the last 10, 12 years, I've been helping people who are starting, growing, building, developing their own business, being their own boss. And maybe that's even a good word to start off with, business. It can seem daunting, can't it? It can seem overwhelming. And there might be all sorts of different scenarios that you're in. Maybe it is that you're self-employed. Maybe it is that you're an owner-manager of a business. Maybe you are the one person in your business. Maybe it is that you work with some associates and some other people. Maybe it is that you're freelance. Maybe it is that you would use the term creative or something like that, more to describe who it is that you are and what it is that you do. And I think that whichever word it is that resonates with you, then use that word as I say the word business, or as I say the word entrepreneur, or as I say the word self-employed. Just really translate that back into the word that's most meaningful for you. But when anyone goes on this journey, or when most people go on this journey, it's not just about making money. It's about making a difference. It's about making an impact. It's about doing something that resonates with you. It's about following your heart. It's about spotting an opportunity. It's knowing something that you feel that you're wanting to do, something that you perhaps feel that you could do better. Maybe it is that you're doing something now that you did years and years ago before, or you've been doing recently before, but you're now wanting to do yourself because you've got that experience and you feel that you could perhaps make your own go of it. Maybe it is that you're running your own business because you're wanting the flexibility for where it is that you are in your life. And there's life balance things, there's other dreams and aspirations that you have. Or in terms of your family or friends or your commitments or your well-being or your own state of health, there's so many reasons why people go on this soulful journey. And maybe that leads us beautifully onto this term, soul trader. What do I mean by a soul trader? Well, a soul trader is somebody who does business from their heart. When I first wrote the book, Soul Trader, Putting the Heart Back into Your Business, its working title was Soul Trader, Building Your Business by Heart. And it's based on 7+1 tips, principles, ways of building a business. You know, when I started running my own business, being my own boss, I knew absolutely nothing about business. But I did know something about two things. One was PR, publicity, and putting myself forward and promoting myself, because that's what I'd done for the first 10 years of my career when I worked in media and public relations and being a communications manager. But I also knew about PR and performance and so on, because I'd then been a singer and performer and I'd done a lot around training and so on. So these were skills that I had. And the other skill that I had, which was linked, was I was great with people. I knew how to connect with people. And so within a year, I had appeared on national television and I had appeared at a major show for people starting up their own business. I don't say that to brag, but I say it to make a point here that I just used the skills and the talents that I had. And I'd always felt that I met so many people, I was meeting so many people in business who somehow felt that business was for somebody else, especially the people who perhaps were creative. They might be artists, they might be healers, therapists, consultants, and so on. Many of those people feel as though business is for something for people who are doing the far more serious business and so on. But all these people skills and all these creative skills I recognized were skills that you can actually build your business on. But also I was meeting some other people who perhaps were more traditionally minded, and perhaps they may well be successful in some terms, in terms of their business, in financial terms and so on. But they were not always, they didn't always necessarily had the life balance that perhaps they wanted. And perhaps that what also they struggled with a little bit was to really build those people kind of relationships. So that's really the birth of Soul Trader, really giving something to both these groups. So for the person who is creative and so on, if that's you, this is all about how can you use your own heart, your own skills, your own magic to build a business your way, your own ethics. And even the word creator may not resonate with you, but your own heart, your own style, your own skills, being the people person you are. But also the invitation is for somebody who's more traditional minded and so on. What's the other bits? What's the balance bits, the life balance bits that you want? Maybe it's a time that you're really wanting time for you and for your family too. That certainly was the case for someone who's running a successful business that I was just coaching just this week. One of the things that he was expressing was he wanted more time for the things he wanted to love. And he runs a business with a business partner. And also she is also wanting those time for herself and other dreams. So wherever it is that you are on that continuum, I hope there's something here for you. Soul Trader has seven principles. The first one is clarity. Who are you? Why are you here? What's important to you? Why is it you're running your business in the first place? Why is it that you're thinking about running your own business? Sit with these questions. It might be the case that you listen to this podcast the first time and you're just listening to it and taking it in. And it might be that you come back to it again or listen to it afresh at any point. It might help you get new levels of clarity. And in fact, at every point along the journey, you might need to ask yourself, why am I here? What's really important to me? What's really important to me now? It's extremely important. What's important to you in life? What's important to you in your career? What's important to you in business? What's important to you in relationships? The moment you're clear, everything will be clear. Until you're clear, nothing will be clear. And again, that's the starting point of this first chapter, the first principle of Soul Trader. So sit with these questions, see what emerges. What are your skills? What are your talents? What's your background? What are the things you're great at? What's your purpose? What's your passion? Some of you will know. For you, it might be the case that that's where you're at now. And that's what you're exploring. What are your skills? What are your talents? What are the life lessons that you've learned? What are things that you've overcome? All of this will give you clarity about what it is that you're meant to be doing. The question is, and this is one of the things I explore in the Soul Trader workshop, and I run it once every month. So are you doing what you're passionate about? Or are you doing something else? So it might be the case that you really will be spending some time looking at what your strengths, your weaknesses, opportunities and threats. And again, if you've got the Soul Trader book, the book, or indeed the Coach Yourself video, there's lots of tools around that to help you get more and more clear. So if that's where you're at, then the book, the workshop or the video will really, really help you hugely just to explore that, to explore what's really, really important to you. So that's clarity. And, you know, the other thing about this one thing, of course, being clear, but there's another thing about staying clear, isn't there? How are you going to stay clear? How are you going to keep focused? How are you going to stay on track? How are you going to remain centered? There's going to be all sorts of distractions, noise and so on. Can you hear some noise now in the background here as I'm recording this? How are you going to cope with those distractions in life? Because they will come. You're not always going to be able to block them out. So how is it that you're going to be able to remain centered? Sit with that question so that you can find your own ways. It might be about certain times of the day that you're at your best. It might well be about taking yourself to certain environments where it is that you can work and work comfortably. Again, this is all part of the clarity journey of being a Soul Trader. And again, in the book and in the video, there's some tools that will help you to become centered and recentered. There's a short meditation. There's some other exercises just to help you to be clear and to stay clear. And so you'll have to find your own ways, your own tools of doing this. One of the other tips in the book is to introduce a 10-minute business review where you look at what's happened the week been and where you're at now and where it is that you are moving ahead. And that's all going to help you to stay clear. So that's clarity. So come back here whenever it is that you need clarity. The second principle is customers. So once you're clear, it's all about your customers. We can get so caught up when we're running our own business and we're on that journey about what we want, what we think will be great and so on. And that is great. But ultimately, if you're wanting to sell products, which is probably where you are, if you're wanting to convert customers, then you're going to need to understand who your customers are, and what is it they want, and how they see the world. Now, if you're just starting, then research is going to be really play a big part. Go out there chatting to people, talk to them, ask them where they're at, ask them what they want, chat to them, find out what their pain, their problems, what their challenges, what their desires, what their fears are. Don't be afraid of that. That's going to be key, and it's going to be key throughout running a business. And interestingly, bear in mind you're very knowledgeable about this as a customer. Which businesses do you love most? Which businesses do you like the least? Chances are that you're going to like those businesses who listen to you, who ask you your opinion, who involve you and engage you when you go into that shop, but they don't overly bug you. This is what we need to as a business owner. And again, when you might have certain business services, you might really only, you might be concerned the times, with any times when you hear from this, they're wanting to sell more to you and what have you. So you actually do have a great deal of knowledge as a customer. But what can happen is that we're caught in what I call the blindness of a visionary. So stop, step back, and ask yourself, who is your customer? Chances are in some business, they might have many types of customers. So imagine you're running a florist. This is one of the examples in the book. You might have the customer who's buying flowers for a birthday, for a wedding, for a funeral, just because they're wanting to brighten up their home or for the office. They're all different scenarios. And you need to be mindful about what's going on in their own world and what's really important to them. That's going to shape how they want the product, when they want the product, how they want the product packaged, how much money they're prepared to pay for it, how often they're going to be wanting it. You know, this is the kind of stuff you need to explore. And again, if this interests you, you come on the Soul Trader journey. There's so many much in the book that will help you to get deeper clarity on that. And again, in the Coach Yourself video and in the other tools, and in all of the family of Soul Trader information and these podcasts and the videos I record too, they will all help you get insights in terms of your customers. Nothing's going to replace you from going out there and chatting to people who it is you know. Chances are also for the sole trader is that most of our business starts off by coming from people who it is that we know. So talk to people you know, your past colleagues, your friends, your colleagues, the family, friends, chat to them, find out where they are. Not just the people who you know, of course, chat to other people where they are. Have other people run a business before? Could you become a customer of another?